This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 92 for Thursday, October 5th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged on Thursday, finishing with small losses in the most active months. November down 70 cents at $710.10 per ton. That contract had it traded below the psychological $710 level earlier in the day before uncovering some support. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did contribute to the declines in canola, although soybeans managed to turn higher by the close. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both down on the day. A lack of significant export demand also weighed on prices, but crush margins remain historically wide, and that should be encouraging buying interest from domestic processors. The Canadian dollar held relatively steady today after moving sharply lower relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans underpinned by solid exports, the November contract up 7 cents at $12.80 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 808,000 tons were up 20% on the week and at the higher end of trade expectations. But continued losses in crude oil remained a bearish influence in the background of the soy market, weighing on soy oil and tempering the upside in beans. The advancing U.S. harvest also weighed on values. Corn, it posted solid gains, finding spillover support from a rally in wheat. The December corn contract up 11 cents at $4.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid, with 1.8 million tons slated for delivery during the current crop year and an additional 611,000 tons for next year. Heavy rains in southern Brazil were reportedly causing damage to some corn fields there, with replanting likely. Meanwhile, seasonal harvest pressure should be picking up across the U.S. corn belt, tempering the gains. Wheat, it's stronger across the board, with renewed tensions in Ukraine behind some of the buying interest, as fresh Russian attacks and mounting concerns over possible disruptions to grain movement through the Black Sea. Minneapolis spring wheat up 19 cents in the December contract at $7.31 per bushel. Kansas City up 24 cents in December at $6.90 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 18 cents in the December contract at $5.78 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 273,000 tons were at the lower end of trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.